Sure. Well, we get such great support. We have as Patriots, and I know tonight's exciting night for the city, and everyone's rooting for the Red Sox, so it's pretty cool. And hopefully, hopefully they pull it off.
The coaches kind of pull for each other. Do the athletes pull for each other in the town?
Yeah, that's our favorite. That's our team. So, I've been here a while, so I've got to see a lot of Red Sox games over the years and watched them win a few championships. So tonight's you don't take these for granted because you don't know if they'll ever come again. And the Red Sox had a great year, and what they've done, based on what happened last year, shows everybody what fighting through adversity is all about. And they obviously have a lot of mental toughness, and it's a great thing to see. It's a great thing to watch. Go from, last place or whatever they were last year to playing for a World Series.
Hey, Tom, I know what you think of Gronk being a great player. And he hasn't been there all year except this first game back this week. The question I have for you, is there a danger, as much as you like Gronk, that subconsciously you're looking at him and you're locking on him too much at the expense of your other reads, that other receivers might be open, that you're just so focused on him as a weapon that you lose, lose thought process of spreading it around?
Well, you've got to be able to spread it around. There's no question about that. You have to, find different people to throw to and make the right reads and throw those guys that are open. So it just happens to be if a guy has a particular read on a play and he's open, you let it rip whoever it is. And then, it's my job to sort through all that stuff and try to figure out who's open or who's going to be open so I can start my read there. So, Gronk, when he's on the field, he's obviously a part of reads. Whether it's a first read or second read or third read, it all depends on the play and the coverage. But, usually with me, the ball dictate goes where the coverage dictates it to go for the most part. So I just try to read it out and do the best I can making the read and making the throw.
Tom, I know you guys are pretty bogged down each week preparation for your next opponent, but how much time is there, at least for you on a personal level, for self-evaluation and evaluating where areas you either want to improve upon or areas that pretty good about?
Well, you go through that a lot, and I think over the course of the season you go through all the things that you need to do better and things that you're doing well, how you can build on those things. You evaluate those on a weekly basis because 1 week doesn't always lead to the next week in the NFL, so you got to put it right back in the tank, and you get up back out there on the practice field and work on the things you need to work on. And as a team, ultimately we're trying to score points, and what my job is, like I said, to find the open guy and to, give him a good ball and try to get the team in the end zone.
I know you practice it every week. You practice with the guys every week. But does the rhythm of the game change when you add, when players come back and they're a big part of the offense?
It depends. I think it all depends on the player and the skill set and the role they have on offense. But, coach always says your role is what you create. It's really a matter of the players. Whatever role they choose to create for themselves, that's how much they're going to be implemented into what we're doing. So ultimately, everyone who's active on game day has a role of some sort, and how that develops all depends on, like I said, coverages and what routes we had and if we made the plays or not.
I have a technical question and then a follow-up, Mr. Brady.
Yes.
First one is, do you look back at your throws, because it's not just the decision on where to go with it, but it's also the type of ball to throw, whether it has lock, whether it's here, there, the trajectory, everything else.
Sure.
To me, it seems you've been driving the ball a lot this year, not as much trajectory and loft on it.
Yeah.
Am I accurate in that? I'm just seeing a lot of
peripheral. Yeah. There's definitely times where I need to put, a little bit more arc on the ball. That definitely helps. It's sometimes it's decision-making and sometimes it's execution and throw. Sometimes you try to drive it and you don't drive it, or sometimes you drive it and you shouldn't have driven it. But it's just, what's the coverage and then how do you envision the ball getting to the receiver? So, when we don't hit them, you always evaluate them and you think, man, I got to do a better job. I wish I'd have put a little more on this one. And, some of you wish you'd have done better and some, are pretty good, but you're always trying to work to improve those things.
And that's an aspect of the timing, I would think, as well. If you're trying to get somebody in the end zone with a lofted ball, you have to throw maybe when there's a 15 to get it to drop in.
Sure.
Or drive it if they're closer. There's so much that must go into that.
Sure. Yeah, and you know where the other players are on the field. If there's a safety that may not be involved with the particular receiver, but you know safeties have a lot of bearing on how the quarterbacks throw the ball, because the longer the ball's in the air, the more the safety has a chance to impact the play. So sometimes you don't want the safety to be involved, so you got to drive a little more. And when they're not involved, you know, you can put a little more air on it, and ultimately, whatever it takes to complete the ball, that's what you're trying to do. But you know, certainly there's some throws that you know I'd like to do a lot of things different on, whether I throw inside or outside or low or high, or you know, you're just trying to complete it the best you can.
One last follow is just the middle of the field. You had a lot of perimeter throws outside the numbers, and those are probably harder to complete because of the distance. And you haven't had as many in the middle of the field. Have you noticed that? Any reason for that? Crossing stuff.
Sure. You know, we haven't evaluated that, you know, that much at this point. I think we've, you know, just kind of going through the season and, you know, we put together a game plan based on, you know, what we think is going to work this particular week, and wherever the ball goes, it goes. But, you know, when you throw the ball inside or outside, they're all straight throws. I mean, every throw to the right and to the left and to the deep, they're all straight from the quarterback standpoint. It's just a matter of getting your footwork in the right place. So, you know, I don't think about ever throwing right or left or short or long. You know, I feel if your mechanics are good and your decision-making's good, then it'll be a good throw. You know, if those are off, then it probably won't be. So you got to work on both those things, and then, you know, hopefully that'll help you, you know, lead to more completions.
Is there such a thing as working on touch in practice? Do you do it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of different throws that you do in practice and things you work on pre-practice and, you know, things we talk about and so forth. So, you know, definitely.
Tom, with regard to mechanics, in the spring, Peter King quoted you expressing a lot of confidence in your work with Tom House. Now about midway through this season, how much do you reevaluate your mechanical work and revisit, you know, the mechanics of the throw in addition to where and how you're going to throw it to, based on your decision making?
Well, you're just trying to work on, you know, you're trying to work on getting a team in the end zone most of all. That's, you know, I think there's, you got to try to be a football player and not think about, you know, overdo things. I mean, I think that when we do it well, it looks good and we get the ball in the end zone. And when we don't, you know, there's definitely things we need to improve on, because our goal is to score points. And when we don't score as many points, then we're not doing as good a job as we need to. So, you know, we're 5-2 and we got a big opponent coming in. And hopefully we go out and we play our best. And certainly I expect to go out there and play as best I can. That would be, you know, hugely important for the team.
Are your mechanics where you want them? Do you feel like everything's good or to this point?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel really good.
You mentioned first and foremost putting points on the board. You guys are being outscored 44-9, I think it is, in the third quarter. Are there two or three things that you can pinpoint? Because typically, coming out of halftime, you guys have traditionally done a lot better.
Well, we haven't done great on offense this year, period. So there's probably a lot of places we've, you know, struggled in the third quarter and end of games and third downs and red area and short yardage. And so I think we're trying to work on a lot of things. And it's basic overall execution. I mean, there's no special plays or, you know, things like that for situations. We just haven't done a great job executing, period, at different points. But, you know, this is a new week, so we're going to go out there and try to execute our best. And if we do that, we're confident we're going to go out there and win. That's the good part about football is, you know, we get a chance to line it up every week. So, you know, guys are focused and, you know, losing sucks. It sucks to be around here when we lose, but it's, you know, it's happened. And you move on, try to go out and do better next week.
How much do you adjust what you're doing in the season? Because I know, you know, you guys are creatures of routine and everything else, but how much do you adjust when things aren't working, and how much leeway do you really have to change your routine and what you do to try to something new, try to make things work?
Well, every week you're evaluating what you're doing and what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. So I think that's a constant process that evolves over the course of the whole season. And when you have certain players that have a certain skill set and those are things you do well, then you evolve more towards those. And then when if those don't work, then you change those. And if those guys go out, then you use new guys and try to figure out what they do well. But you know, it's a constant process of trying to do our best and what we think is best to move the ball down the field.
I'm sure you work plenty of hours anyway, but I mean, is the answer always adding work, or is it changing how you work when things aren't working?
I'm around here, it's usually more work. So that's what we're used to. We It's just part of the process, and I don't think anyone's, you know, you don't do less. I know that. I think you got to work on doing more and try to get more out of the weeks and get more out of each other and find different ways to motivate. And, you know, it's all in hopes of winning games. So, you know, we're 5-2. We're at a decent place. You know, we're a long ways from, you know, at the end of the season, and certainly based on what we've done thus far, there's a lot of room for improvement. So imagine if we make the improvement. I think that's the positive.
Thomas, in the NBA, there's a saying that for a shooter, a great shooter or a great scorer, they don't care what happened on the first 10 shots. They could have missed them all. They want the ball again because they're that good that they know in their heart that it's going to get that much better. You know, bring to these games the same mindset. I don't care what happened last week. I'm going to be fine. This is
sure.
What I do.
Well, you have a lot of confidence every week that, as a player, that you're going to be able to get the job done and you're going to be able to do what the team asks you to do. So I think it's important not to ride the ups and downs of the season and the emotions of, you know, we won, we lost. You know, everyone tells you you're great. Everyone tells you you suck. And if you do, you know, you're going to have a hard time. But it's, you know, you just try to believe in your process and believe in what you're doing that is the right way to prepare. You know, there's, you know, the law of large numbers that, you know, you're not going to win them all. You got to believe in what you're doing. And I think the process is, you know, you got to believe in what you're doing. And then if you do that, then you're going to have good outcomes, you're going to have bad outcomes. But if you have a really bad process, then you'll probably have a lot more bad outcomes than good outcomes. So I think our team always focuses on the process and what we need to do to get better and understand that there's some days where you're not going to get. You'll probably get a little less than you deserve some days, and some days you'll maybe get a little more than you deserve. That's just the way it goes in sports.
As you're trying to get back on the one track, what do you think of the Dolphins coming in? What do you see when you look at their defense?
They're very good. They're good, and they've been playing well all year. I feel like I stand up here every week saying how good of a pass rush there is, and they have a great pass rush. They got athletic linebackers and good guys in the secondary who can cover, so we played some really good defenses this year that have challenged us in a lot of ways. This one presents another really good challenge. They're very active and athletic. They got veteran players. They're a very good team, very good defense especially.
Tom, on that note, are the pass rushers, do you see more athletic pass rushers in the division or in the league today than earlier in your career, or is it just consistent with what you've seen?
Well, yeah, there's always been good rushers. I mean, the defenses are made, that's what good defenses have. And I think in our division, we've had, you know, all three teams have great rushes, and the Dolphins have as good as anybody. So, you know, you look what they do at their front four and then how they rotate guys in and different guys play in different situations, first and second down, then they have their sub rushers and they have rotations with those groups and they're all fresh and they're coming in and trying to hunt the quarterback. So they're, that's what really is the key for the defense is to get to the quarterback, and certainly to get to the quarterback with as few guys as possible is even better because then you got more guys for coverage. So this team is one that really can get there quickly, and you know, the coverage knows it, so you know they're pretty aggressive.
Okay, one last question.
You mentioned execution. We've heard you say that. We heard Bill say that, and that's the one thing over and over that we keep hearing. What's missing then? You know, you've had training camp. We're 8 weeks into the season. What's missing execution wise? Is it focus? Is it preparation? Is it,
sure,
you know, what's not happening?
Well, we're trying to figure those things out too. So I think it's a little bit of trying to figure out, you know, where we're at and what we need to do better. And, you know, some weeks you think you have the solution and then you go out and it works. And then you go, okay, well, I think we figured it out. And then the next week you go out and it doesn't work. And then you got to reevaluate where you're at. So it's just a constant process of evaluation, and it doesn't stop. So, and like I said, if we could have won this last game by 50 points, but it wouldn't matter for this coming week. So you got to try to go out and do the same thing this week. So you just got to try to, as a team, improve, build confidence in areas that you're good at. And like I said, try to stay level-headed about where you're at and where you're heading and, you know, what you believe in your team. And, you know, if you get a bounce and if you get, you know, good bounce this weekend, you know, you might get a bad bounce the next weekend. But, you know, hopefully you don't rely on that. Hopefully you can just play as good and leave enough margin of error where it doesn't matter. But that's not always the case. So, you know, we're trying to go out there and play our best, no question. It's but the other team is too. And it's stiff competition. And you know, the longer we're out here, the better we have a chance to identify the things we're good at and the things we're not good at. So ultimately, we can do the things that we're just good at, score a lot of points.
So,
thank you.
Thanks a lot.